Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, and as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh. Ascribe your greatness to our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, an Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old? Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young, spreads abroad her wings, takes them, bears them upon her wings, so Yahweh alone did lead him. There was no strange Elohim with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And you did drink the pure blood of the grape. But Yeshurun waxed fat, and kicked. You are waxed fat. You are grown thick. You are covered with fatness. Then he forsook Eloah, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohim. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed to devils, not to Eloah. To Elohim they did not know. To new Elohim that came newly up, whom your fathers did not fear. Of the rock that begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten Elohim that formed you. And when Yahweh saw, he hated, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They've moved me to jealousy with that which is not El. They've provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn to the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and shall set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, and with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword outside and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hair. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, Our hand is high, and Yahweh has not done all this, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a sow 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongs vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are their Elohim, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and I say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies, and I will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful to his land and to his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, Set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over to Jordan to possess. And Yahweh spoke to Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get you up to this mountain Abarim, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession. And die in the mount where you go, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there to the land which I give the children of Israel. End of chapter 1.